From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, an explosion in Hanwha Aerospace's factory in the central city of Daejeon leaves at least five people dead. With 2 days left until the June 3rd elections, the two main rival parties suspend or tone down campaigning after the deadly explosion in Daejeon. And May exports expand more than 50% on year, setting a record for the month, mainly driven by the ongoing supercycle in semiconductors. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. At least five people were killed in an explosion at Hanwha Aerospace's factory in the central city of Daejeon. Authorities were alerted to the explosion around 11 a.m. Monday and dispatched some 100 first responders to the site. Police and fire authorities initially reported 6 fatalities and 1 injury, but later revised the count to 5 deaths and 2 injuries, saying one person is critically injured with severe full-body burns, and another has minor injuries. Firefighters managed to bring the main flames under control by 11:49 a.m. The defense facility where the explosion occurred is involved in the research and production of guided weapons and propulsion systems for aerospace and aviation. Labor Minister Kim Young-hoon visited the site of the deadly explosion, met with senior labor officials who had been dispatched to the scene, and instructed them to conduct a full investigation to determine what caused the accident. The Ministry of Employment and Labor said it has formed a dedicated team of more than 20 investigators that will work with prosecutors and other agencies to analyze the circumstances of the accident and identify those responsible. With just 2 days left until the June 3rd elections, the ruling party decided to cancel their campaign, with the opposition party toning down their campaigns in light of the fatal explosion at Hanwha Aerospace's Daejeon factory. Chung Chung-rae, head of the ruling Democratic Party's election committee, instructed all candidates and staff members around the country to halt campaigning 2 days before the local elections. Chang Dong-hyuk, head of the main opposition People Power Party's election committee, gave urgent instructions on Monday for candidates and staff members to avoid playing campaign songs and performing dances, calling for a calm atmosphere. Meanwhile, the 2-day early voting period ended on Saturday with a record turnout of 23.51%, according to the National Election Commission. Exports in May have expanded more than 50% from last year to set a record for the month on the back of an ongoing supercycle in semiconductors. According to data from the Ministry of Trade, Industry and Resources on Monday, exports rose 53.2% year-on-year to a monthly record of $87.75 billion. Shipments have surpassed $80 billion for the third consecutive month, and the average daily volume in May broke $4 billion for the first time. Semiconductor shipments led the gains, jumping 169.4% to an all-time high of $37.16 billion last month. Exports of petroleum products rose 46.6% to $5.25 billion amid the Iran war, while auto exports dropped 5.9% to $5.83 billion due to supply disruptions stemming from the war and U.S. tariffs. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surged to another record high on Monday, closing above the 8,780 mark for the first time. The KOSPI jumped 312.23 points, or 3.68%, to close at a new high of 8,788.38. Based on Monday's closing price, the index is just 211 points away from the 9,000-point mark and only about 125 points away from the intraday high. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ fell 24.77 points, or 2.3%, to close at 1,050.03. Meanwhile, Samsung Electronics surged 10.09% to close at a record high of 349,001, with its market capitalization surpassing 2 quadrillion won, or some 1.3 trillion U.S. dollars, for the first time. NVIDIA chief Jensen Huang is expected to visit South Korea this week and meet with the heads of major business groups, which may help expand cooperation in artificial intelligence and robotics. According to industry sources, the leading business mogul is scheduled to arrive in Seoul on Thursday night, following his appearance at the Computex trade show in Taipei. He will likely hold a series of meetings with South Korean business chiefs Friday. Among those expected to meet with Hwang are SK Group Chairman Choi Tae-won, LG Group Chairman Gu Kwang-mo, and Naver Founder and Board Chair Lee Hae-jin. While Hyundai Motor Group Executive Chair Jung Hee-sun is also reportedly considering meeting with Hwang, Samsung's Lee Jae-yong is not expected to attend due to an overseas engagement.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
A special counsel team looking into former President Yoon Suk-yeol's insurrection case says Yoon began preparing for the December 2024 martial law declaration in November 2023. Kim Ji-mi, an assistant special counsel on the team, told reporters at a briefing on Monday that the team confirmed through its investigation into former Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Kim Myung-soo that plans were already in place as of November 2023. The team also found that during martial law, several working-level officials raised concerns about both the declaration and the deployment of troops to the National Assembly. Kim Ji-mi said that during questioning on Wednesday last week, the team obtained ex-Chairman Kim's testimony, and he recounted that Yoon asked him on November 29, 2023, whether he was prepared to take action under orders. The former Joint Chiefs Chairman allegedly told the special counsel team he'd responded hypothetically, saying he would follow justifiable orders, which infuriated Yoon. Foreign Minister Cho Hyun has expressed South Korea's willingness to strengthen cooperation with African countries to address global challenges and promote opportunities for growth. Cho made the remarks on Monday in his opening speech for the inaugural Korea-Africa Foreign Ministers meeting in Seoul. Amid rapid changes in the global order, Cho said the world is facing multifaceted challenges across various sectors, including supply chains, energy and food security, which are increasing uncertainty in the global economy. Cho also underscored President Lee Jae-myung's commitment to bolstering cooperation with African countries. Lee is scheduled to meet with officials from around 20 attending African countries and organizations on Tuesday. The National Weather Forecast shows a mix of sun and clouds with showers for southern regions and Jeju Island. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, areas in South Gyeongsang Province and South Jeolla Province are expected to receive more than 80 millimeters of rain between Monday and Tuesday, with the mountains of Jeju getting upward of 150 millimeters. In particular, there is a possibility of torrential downpours in these areas around dawn. On Tuesday morning, low temperatures across the country will range from 14 to 20 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 24 and 33 degrees, bringing the hottest weather so far this year to many areas. In Seoul, the low will hover around 19 degrees and the high could reach 33 degrees in the afternoon. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.